Now, you mentioned that, is it right in thinking that you're now a remote-only agency?
Correct, yeah.
Right. So how did you find that progression from, you know, obviously COVID probably had something to do with it, but how did you find that progression, that shift from a team perspective and an agency perspective to suddenly having people in the office to suddenly everyone working from home?
Honestly, I think overall, I think it's actually good. I was almost going to say we loved it. I think that maybe I'm an optimist by nature. And I think maybe looking back, there were a few more stumbling blocks than perhaps I'd even like to admit myself. But overall, I think it was pretty smooth. I think certainly speaking to some agency owners are kind of very much, we have to be in the office, remote doesn't work for us. I found the opposite is true. And that's not to say I'm right and they're wrong or vice versa. It's you have to find what works for you, and different companies will value different things. But for us, we already practiced we called it a work from home Wednesday. So the idea was we were getting client meetings and scheduling was happening across the 5 days of the week. And we just decided, okay, well, we're all behind by the end of the week because we're in meetings all the time. So let's do work from home Wednesday so that you can get your head down, get stuff done. If you need to be in a client meeting, we're not going to be completely strict to the point that it's annoying for clients, but we will try and have a bit of structure behind what we're doing. And then that allowed people to work remotely one day a week. We actually rolled that out to 2 days a week. I think probably at the end of 2019 that we were trialing with that. We took Friday, which we were quite reluctant to do at first, because I remember conversations around, well, if you give people a Friday work from home day, they'll take it as a long weekend. And I think that was the view back then. And I think the view now is completely kind of, let's focus on the value of people's work. You need to be available for core hours. You need to be able to work as a team. But ultimately, we're going to judge you by the success of your work, which is how it should be. It shouldn't be, oh, at 9:21 yesterday morning, you were checking Facebook, because if you're doing outstanding work, frankly, who cares? And likewise, the opposite could be true. You could be sat at your desk for 12 hours a day and achieve nothing. So again, it's like you need to be focusing on, yeah, kind of what's most important to clients and to the company. And remote working has allowed us to tap into a network of talent. I mean, most of our team are across the UK, but that's tapped into people who are in, say, Manchester, Cornwall, Birmingham. I'm in Oxfordshire myself, but basically we have anyone that's maybe one or two that are in central London. Most people are now outside. So if we had an office today, you can see you've got a map behind your head. I'm not sure where I would put a pin on that map for our office, because we are distributed. And we meet up for client meetings. We have quarterly business reviews that we always try and encourage that they're face-to-face with clients. And then we'll meet up as a team and make sure that we ideally just do something fun. It's actually less about being productive on those days and more about the connection between the team. Overall, I don't know if I'd say we'd never go back, but right now I think it's working for us. And if it works for us and it works for our clients, then I'm happy to continue with it. And yeah, I would say our experience overall has been very positive.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.